The following message by Apostle Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners, assisting people to know God, making Him known to others, and spreading the kingdom message around the world. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world.
God's choice for the elect comes through Christ. He doesn't choose us outside of Christ. He chooses us in Christ. Before the foundations of the world, or before He threw down the world, He had already chose us in Christ, which means before there was even an Adam or an Eve, you were chosen.
Coming up today, Apostle Dr. Dana Carson talks about a concept that is germane to your salvation and your walk with God. Today's topic is election.
God says, I adopted you. So after I called you to be holy, cleansed you, made you without blemish, I adopted you as sons, which meant then I gave you a new lot in life. You were born again. And so you then became the children of God. Everything that God does, He does according to His own pleasure and His own will.
The Bible says we are to make our calling and election sure. But what exactly does that mean? Today on The Kingdom Voice, Apostle Dr. Dana Carson talks about our relationship with God and how it begins and ends with election.
You need to understand, election is a deep thought. It is nothing that God came up with in a situation and a circumstance. Election is without pressure, problem, nor pain on God. There is no reason God has to elect. He just chooses to elect. So it says, those whom He foreknew, He also predestined. The Greek term prorizo, which means beforehand. Pro means before time began. He laid out with boundaries. He predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. So now, I want you to see this, because this is why they call it the golden chain of redemption here. Because He foreknew, He predestined to conform to the image. That's extremely important. This is what your election is about. He foreknew you, then set in process to bring you to Him in order for you to look like His Son. So, God's ultimate plan for you is to look like Jesus. Okay. You were elected to be conformed to His image. You remember the original idea of God was, let us make man in our image. But He knew man was going to fall, and thus in eternity, He created a plan to bring man back to His image. Look to your neighbor and say, you better know who you got to look like. It's hard to look like a Jesus you don't know. It's hard to look like a Jesus you never met. And when you don't know Jesus, you then have to start doubting your election. So whom He foreknew, he also predestined in order to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. So, in God's redemptive plan, he designed his son to be a prototype. And that everyone that would participate in his redemptive plan would then be put in the process called sanctification to become like him. But before they could get in the process of becoming like him, he had to be the firstborn of many brethren, which meant he had to die and then be raised from the dead. And through the power of his resurrection, he created sons who would be adopted. And become the children of God. Just stick with me. Thus, it says this in the golden chain. And he, and who he predestined, them he also called. Them he called, he also justified. And them whom he justified, them he also glorified. I'm in Romans 8, 29 and 30 now. So, it says that he predestined you and I off of foreknowledge. Now, foreknowledge, prognosko. Everybody say prognosko. So pro means beforehand. Gnosko means to know. Now, it means to know intimately. This know means to know intimately. This is not a perception like God could perceive what I would do. He could see it coming. No. He was right in it. So now it was an intimate know. So this is what the scripture says in John 8 and 32 when Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. Now, that's gnosko, not oidomen, not perceive the scriptures. You got to intimately know the scriptures. And when you intimately know the scriptures, it says, when you know the truth, aletheia, is the Greek term, the facts, the reality. When you are intimate with the truth of God, it will make you eleutheros, liberated, free, set free. Now, anytime the scripture talks about knowing, it's talking about production. It's talking about producing. It's talking about fruitfulness. So now, when it says then, that's why Paul says, oh, to know him. Because to know him is to produce him. You can't know God and produce nothing. Y'all don't like me, but God don't shoot blanks. The pill don't work with God. The day after don't work with God. When you lay with God, you gonna produce something. God impregnates you with purpose. And if godly things are not coming out of your life, it's because you ain't never laid with God. The things that are coming out of your life are indicative of who you've been sleeping with. If you've been sleeping with God, then godly things will come out of your life. If you've been sleeping with the enemy, gossip, rumor, this, that, and the other, nothing will come out of your life.
Apostle Dr. Dana Carson will continue the second half of this message in just a moment. We enjoy hearing your testimonies. Your words are so encouraging to our listening audience.
The Kingdom Message changed my life. I was going through a tough season, and I felt like there was no place to turn. I started listening to the message from Dr. Carson. Man, the way he taught was so powerful and impactful that it helped me change my perspective of what I was going through. It was all about my attitude, and now I know that God is always with me, and He gives me the grace to overcome. Without hearing these teachings, I would have made some horrible choices that could have changed the direction of my life forever. And that's why I am eternally grateful for this broadcast.
This testimony is not only encouraging, but a confirmation on how the Kingdom Message is changing lives. Write Apostle Carson now and let him know how your life is changing because of his broadcast. You can email him at drcarson@drdanacarson.com. That's drcarson@drdanacarson.com. In just a few moments, Apostle Carson has some exciting news to share with you about his brand new book, The Five Watersheds of History and Theology, a fresh look at 21st century Christianity in light of cultural distortions and the kingdom of God. And we'll have details in just a moment. But right now, we are learning that God elects people out of His sovereignty for service and redemptive purposes. God has a divine purpose for your life. Listen now as Apostle Carson continues his message, Get Your Call in Order.
So whom He foreknew. Now, so here's the question. Ask your neighbor and say, I wonder if He foreknew you. Now tell him, He foreknew everyone. The question is not who He foreknew, it is who was for Him after they knew. So he says, it was important, it says, because this is what begins this golden chain here. Those whom He foreknew. Now, based out of His foreknowledge, now He predestines. Which means God's predestination is out of what He knows. So you say, well, I'm going to hell. I'm just predestined to go to hell. That's because God knew you was going to choose it. What's the sense of me accepting God and I might be predestined to hell anyway? Well, that's why you're going to hell, because God knew you would say that. He didn't make you say that. He knew you would. I just don't believe. He knew you wouldn't believe. Oh, boy, listen. Let me get it. It gets a little juicy. I've got to hurry. So those whom He foreknew, He predestined. So then, predestined, everybody say pro-horizo. Pro-horizo. Now, pro-horizo, beforehand, you hear the word pro. Horizo means to mark out with boundaries. So that meant then those whom He foreknew, He set up. So that meant everyone that He knew would embrace His salvific gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. He marked your life out to make sure you came in contact with your eternal destiny and election. Because He knew you would respond affirmatively to the gospel. And those that sit up and talk about, I don't believe in that religion stuff. Now, He knew you would not respond. That's why you're not the elect. So now, whom He foreknew, He predestined. Which means whatever track you're on, it's not because God put you on the track for failure. If you own a track that God put you on, it's a track to get you to the place that you need to be. Most of us know the reason and the way that we got saved. Life became so painful, so ugly. Situations became so gloomy and dark. It pushed us in a corner, and we knew we needed something other than ourselves. And then God came to us, and we heard the gospel, and we responded in the affirmative. And we gave them our lives before we further destroyed our lives. Thus, those whom he foreknew, he also what? Predestined. So that means now he marks out with boundaries. Those of you that are loose, see, here's the other side of predestination. It's reprobacy. When you are not of the elect, you are reprobate. Reprobacy. You have a reprobate mind. You are not going to respond to God. So you do not have a God design ending. Not because God chose not to choose you. It was because after God chose you in Christ, you rejected he and Christ. So I don't need that. Okay. You're not a part of the elect. So do you too. Now, so those whom he foreknew, he also, what? Now, so then after he marked out your life, then the next thing he does is he calls you. Those whom he predestined, he also what? He called. Kaleo, which meant an invitation. He invited you to destiny. See, those of you that love God, you love God so deep, so passionate. You love God more than you even know you love him. You love him so much that God saw your love for him even when you were a sinner. He could see past your sin and tap into your passion. And he now has set your destiny and called you to get over your hurdle of corruption. You say, how can that be? Think about it now. You know, some of you, you go to church, but you ain't all into God. But you know, there's some of us, we're really into God. And we hate that we can't get it right. We hate that on a bad day, if you call us a hypocrite, you're right. We hate that we can't say in the whole year we didn't do nothing wrong this year. Oh, but aren't you glad that he foreknew? Aren't you glad that he saw beyond your sin and saw your choice? Yeah. So he called you. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to be called. But when you're called, you're called to predestination. That means God's got something for you to do. There's destiny on your life. He doesn't call you from hell. He calls you to destiny. There's some things he wants to produce out of your life. There's some things that he wants to do through you. He wants to transform neighborhoods through you. He wants to transform communities through you. He wants to transform generations through you. All he needs you to do is say, yes, Lord. Use me in your service. Lord, I'm willing to go all the way. So can God use me when I have idiosyncrasies, inadequacies, imperfections, shortcoming, sanctification issues and problems. So can God use me like that? Well, let's talk about election. Did God elect you because or in spite of? Did God elect you because you did right, or was it his sovereign choice? Thus the Bible says, whom he called, he also justified. Dikaiousine. He acquitted you from everything anybody else can say about you. Because you are the elect, there ain't nothing nobody can tell God about you. Thus Romans says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? You cannot accuse me because I am already justified. Already justified. Who can bring a charge? Who out there is qualified to call me wrong before God? Who out there is qualified to call me inadequate?
If you would like to make a change in your relationship with the Lord, Apostle Carson will be on in just a moment to assist you with this change. If you missed any part of today's message, you can hear a replay right now at drdanacarson.org. Click on the broadcast link and search for Get Your Call in Order. But right now, we are excited about Apostle Dr. Dana Carson's newest book, The Five Watersheds of History and Theology. We asked, Dr. Carson, why did you write this book? Here's what he had to say.
There's a passage of scripture that says, whom too much is given, much is required. I believe based upon my academic and ministerial experience, it was a part of my faith and responsibility to take the exegetical and historic skills and skill sets that I had to write about such a very, very powerful concept in the body of Christ, along with history. So the five watersheds of history and theology is a fresh look at 21st century Christianity in light of the cultural distortions and the concept of the kingdom of God. So this book was written to help people to understand how the faith originated and what its original message was during the time of Jesus and his kingdom ministry, and what the message has evolved to become in the 21st century in light of the historic cultural distortions that have slightly reshaped the message of Christ and the cross and the crown. Lastly, I'd like to say to you, I believe that it'll be a gift to you, your children, your children's children, your walk in personal ministry with God, if you obtain a copy of the Five Watersheds of History and Theology. I believe that it will change the direction of your life forever. And so I'm praying that you will get your own personal copy and maybe buy a copy for a friend and send it to them. And then I pray that God will bless you. And then drop me a line or two. Tell me how the book was. Tell me how it blessed your life. It'll bless me to know how it blessed you.
Many people approach Christianity and now the Bible with skepticism due to the great racial and cultural divide associated with Christianity. This book is a must-read for anyone who wants to understand the twists and turns in the development of the Christian church and how to return to the original call of God. So go online to get your personal copy at thefivewatersheds.com. That's thefivewatersheds.com. Right before we end this broadcast, Apostle Carson has a special prayer to help you get your call in order.
Wow, wasn't that an exciting time in the Word? Listen, we understand that learning the Scriptures and learning the Word of God can be a challenge, but the Bible says, as a newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the Word of God, that you may grow thereby. So I hope that you're growing in the Word. What I want to do now is I just want to lead you in the prayer of salvation. I want to lead you into a definite relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to just pray this prayer with me. And if you are sure, it never hurts. So I just want you to repeat after me. Close your eyes and focus out on everything and focus in on the Lord. And say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you right now acknowledging that I'm a sinner in need of grace. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, not for your sins, but for my sins. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord and Savior of my life and my destiny. All that I am, all that I'm not, all that I have, I give it to you. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I am born again. And Father, will you baptize me in the Holy Spirit that I may be empowered for kingdom service? Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved and I can see and enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
If you prayed this prayer with Apostle Carson, let us know now by connecting with us online at therockwoi.com. Click the Join Online tab at the top of the screen and tell us about your experience. We would love to send you more information to assist you on your new kingdom journey. Next time, as Apostle Carson continues his series on the kingdom calling and election, we will learn about making your calling and election sure. Make sure you join us.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread.
The preceding message by Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners, assisting people to know God, make Him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Check out his website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice. Become a DCKM partner today and make a difference in the world around you at www.drdanacarson.org.